Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and this is one of my favorite times of year where we're putting all of the conversations together as we go out to meet up in person and build up the momentum that we've been doing for almost 400 episodes here on the Art of Construction. And the main message today is all about integration around all these threads in and out of the AEC Integration Summit, and working through the Art of Construction Master Facilitators and all working together to turn shared pains into shared gains. I love Nathan Wood's comment. That's what just hit me when I first met him, and he's going to be our co-host here today. That's been on many of these podcasts where we take all of these different things and why we're turning our shared pains into shared gains through all of these different acronyms that we're going to unpack today with our buddy Nick, who is very good at articulating what CPC and AOC and CDX at the end of the day to figure out, tribe, who wants to step and be wired to build? And that's the collaboration today of AOC plus wired to build. Quite frankly, if you're listening to this, thank you. But if you're going to be a marketer just saying, help me help you, and you don't really care, I don't care. Because we don't care about how many listens, how many structure, all that, as I'm closing in on this. And it's been a really fun journey every time we have this conversation of saying, why are we doing this and how do we move it forward? We care about building better buildings through the Art of Construction Master Facilitators. And this collaboration is going to be launched on Wired to Build and Art of Construction. I'm teeing this thing up in my version, but I challenge you, after you listen to this, jump back over and hear Nick's version of that. How we can do a little T before we GSD is our mantra of thoughtfully getting shit done. And how this benefits you is that just because you go start a podcast or go start something, I hate to tell you this, doesn't mean you're going to be successful. You got to get around the table at the summits, and you have to engage and create the right listeners around that. And so my perspective for today is that I keep asking myself, why should I be part of this organization or that? And how do I get the right value of where do I go at what summits? In this case, it's all about signing up, and we're going to give codes and all kinds of cool stuff in and out of the AEC Integration Summit. Hit us up and reach out why you should do that. Because at the end of the day, good design with good outcomes is how we grow it. And that's what really matters. And then there's all these talks about cultural issues and project management and AI and digital world. At the end of the day, the summit is this petri dish to do just that. And so I'm excited to swap these stories with the Wired to Build podcast and build from the kindling of figuring out, it's very different working on the business and in the business, or the owners and the operators figuring out how to come together, because if you innovate, you can't do it alone. You got to do it with others. And we all want that data. So building from the original podcast, Nathan and I, episode 337, titled Data-Driven Construction. If you don't know what CDX or data-driven construction is, pause this one, go listen to that. Then come back and pick up where we left off. Also, when it comes to collaboration, if you don't know Wired to Build, Contact Crew, or all of these amazing thought leaders around the table, go listen to AOC episode 338 called The Contact Crew featuring Devin Tilley. Was a similar collaboration where Nathan was that gooey middle, bringing these thought leaders together through the AECI Summit. So with that being said, Nathan, it's an honor to have you here as our co-host on The Art of Construction and being the gooey middle to Wired to Build and putting all this together. What's your tee up for this? And then we'll get to know Nick's story, who Nick's been on the AOC multiple times before. He's a total badass, but we're going to go back to the beginning of do the speed round after this. Nathan, what's your perspectives?
I mean, always a pleasure to be here. Not sure how much I want to be labeled the gooey middle. I'm trying to work out here. Come on. Devin, but I'm excited to have Nick here. He is Mr. Articulate when it comes to this stuff. I feel like I'm looking to him now as far as how to explain this whole integration versus interoperability and what are all these different stakeholder perspectives and why they care. So yeah, excited to have everyone learn more about Nick, learn more about Wired to Build and how we're all coming together on these shared pains.
Awesome. So you guys have done a ton of cool collaborations of white papers and this and that. But hey, we're going to get around the table. And at the end of the day, seven times for the first time, there'll be links, join, get involved with what we're doing with the AECI Summit. All right, without further ado, let's go get to know Nick's story and go from there. Nick Caravella, welcome back. What is your favorite beverage?
Well, I think last time I was on the show, I was talking about Olipop, but one of my other new favorites, well, not even new favorite, tried and true, is the Ito N Oi Ocha green tea. It's just very, it's leafy, it's different. I love it. So, and high in caffeine, so yeah, it might be bouncing today.
So if you haven't listened to any other stuff and you didn't take my, where you're just listening to this one, this is why you need to listen to Nick, because he articulates so many different ways. It's such an honor to have you. Nick, what's a favorite place you've traveled?
Man, I'm thinking about new spots too, because I'm pretty positive I said Barcelona on the last episode. And, you know, that's actually where I'm going in a couple months. So it's kind of all I can think about. But in doing that, you know, in researching Spain, I just learned about the Feria de Abril, which is in Seville. And so that's actually one of the stops on our trip. Very excited to go and see something new and different.
Awesome. Well, on the third episode, we'll have to hear about that one as we circle back in and out of the AECI Summit. But outside of construction that you're working on breaking down those silos, what is your hobby or interest outside of the art of construction?
You know, picking something out of construction is going to be hard because I just bought a house and that's basically all that I do these days. But from painting and looking at walls that I perhaps want to tear down. But I'm a gamer through and through. Anybody playing Arc Raiders and running topside, that has been where a lot of my free time has been going.
Awesome. Well, Nick, what is your updated story or full story, if you didn't listen to the other podcast, that led you to being the Senior Director of Growth at Cumulus?
Yeah, so a lot's changed in since the last time we talked. I joined Cumulus back in, I want to say, September of last year. Actually, I think that's when they first put the torque wrench in my hand. And that's where I saw the difference. And so, you know, in my travels of Wired to Build, I'm always looking for ways to find ways to connect teams, connect data, connect information. And I was at the Data Center Annie Conference, which is put on by the Overwatch folks, and got to meet John Chesser and the Cumulus team there. And what they do is quite, and not a sales pitch, I'm just really blown away by like the impact things that this technology can make, is connect Bluetooth tools like a torque wrench and connects that to standard reporting and documentation. So now instead of, you know, working all day in the field and then having to spend 2 hours afterwards to report on all the things that you did, the tools just do it for you, which means we're getting more accurate quality of work. That reporting is done right away. This goes into progress tracking. And obviously you can see that, you know, I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm very excited about the opportunity to make an impact and help communicate across trade lines. And to me, that was a massive opportunity, and I'm very excited to be working with that team on evangelizing that message.
Awesome. And for those who didn't listen to the other podcast, maybe just go back a little bit further of like schooling and Wired to Build is still your friends with that platform that we talked about at the last podcast.
Yeah. So I am still friends of Avocado, which is where I was working as, I'm going to do my intro backwards, I think. So now at Cumulus. previously was at Avocado Construction Technology Services, where I worked with teams to find the right teams and people, as well as the right technology for your build. So they consulted into Autodesk, Procore, Trimble, eBuilder, and then also found the right controls people who could get the job done with the right subject matter expertise. And I learned a lot. The people that are at that company are incredibly bright and have so many unique perspectives, which is something I know we're going to be talking about today, that help data center teams succeed in their market. And I got into this whole construction technology technology mess because I was an architect by trade and did that for, I want to say, 15 years plus or minus, depending on how you count internships. Architects can sometimes be a little bit ivory tower. Not all of us, but some. I am wearing the classic black architecture colors today. But I really just grew a deep appreciation for architecture and then the information, because when I was working at Gensler, I fell into the role of a BIM manager and ultimately realized there was so much information that was completely untapped. And this interest probably spurred from my schooling at New Jersey Institute of Technology, where it was a very tech-led university. We learned, one of my freshman classes was about modes of communication, from drawing to modeling to painting to just talking. And so I really have found a deep passion for what does it mean to communicate and translate and connect with people. And my whole backwards journey, if you will, I think highlights some of that fascination that I've had, because I think for our industry, in order to do the big things that we aim to do, which is, you know, even make housing available for everyone and make construction fun again, all of these things require us to work together better. And there's a lot of opportunity with the changing landscape, with technology and tools and the people behind it, that can drive that innovation forward.
And there is why I was so excited when Nathan and I were talking through how do we best continue to break through the ceiling with the AEC Integration Summit. Nick was the first name because he's the one that's listening and articulating the different parts of his final presentation, the way this summit works, turned into really cool call to actions, right? And so we're really using the Art of Construction platform today, which is, what is the Art of Construction? It's a podcast kindling for builders and affiliates. The first 100 episodes, we said it was for contractors and architects. Nick talked about our schooling of architects, or me in supply chain, of like, it's this jack of all trades, master of none, where you have to put the right tools in people's hands, whether it's working how to train people how to use Autodesk or a tool in a project manager that ties back to Autodesk. And that sounds a lot of it starts with the BIM word, right? And so the podcast is for builders and affiliates to connect the right construction technologies or BIM or digital model to the right handshakes, right? Through the right products. And the word products means a lot of things, right? And so, Nathan, I want you to give us some updates of where you're at on your journey all the way back from you and I. It's crazy how some of the days can be long, but boy, the years are short when we look at 2024 of all the work that you and I started together back from show 337 of data-driven construction. And I think we did the right thing by reverse engineering to say, we kind of wanted to get into this podcast we're recording today with the master facilitators like Nick, but we first had to lay the groundwork for people to fast track them into getting around the table at the AECI Summit. So with that being said, Nathan, what's up and what's new with you as your story that led you to being the executive director of Spectrum AEC?
Yeah, I mean, celebrating 10 years now, having left the general contractor's perspective, and I think very similar to Nick's passions, but just, you know, coming a little bit different journey, starting as the civil engineering, going to general contractor, seeing the powers of BIM and the ability to connect data from trades to designers. But then again, all these contractual and cultural blockers that get in the way of that. I think just we're lit by the fuel and the fire of these shared pains of interoperability. How do we make it easier? How do we make it more frictionless to report and share all this data that we generate on job sites? Because we've lived that pain of having to do the duplicate entry and do the manual entry that leads to waste and other issues. And so, I mean, that's really what drives the consulting that I do. It's what led me to discover this design thinking concept and framework and everything that shapes around the CDX, or the Common Data Exchange language we built. So many things that, yeah, we haven't had nearly enough time to go into, but we'll hit on, and as you've done, Devin, a great job of, you know, recorded episodes that folks can go back and listen to be caught up. But just excited to be able to be my own boss and you know, decide what problems I think are most important for the industry, and find partners in the industry that also want to solve those problems and can make a living doing it. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So I'm going to tee this thing up about, as the end of the day, Nick and I, as leading so many different podcasts and conversations, is it all starts with a good story. And a story that gets people to say, I should probably do the work or pay attention to this, right? And the story I'm going to tell is my first coach I ever hired yesterday. We're having a conversation, and shout out to Nathan Wood, where I've worked really hard of like, what is the outcome of being involved in the art of construction? And it's being involved in the right vertically integrated projects is the output. And what I mean by that is like our retreat center. And we're going to have a drawing where certain people get to come up to my place in Breckenridge and have a deeper dive. But there's going to be rules of the game of to go have a deeper dive. Like, you have to do the work. You got to listen to this podcast. And then you have to sign up to the AEC Summit and do a few things to be able to be part of that. And so my first coach I ever hired, I was talking with her yesterday, and she was wrestling with, should she go to work for a proven process company for coaching, or should she keep doing it on her own? And her and I have been talking for the last couple of years about that, and all of us coaches were always wrestling with, are you the entrepreneur owner, or are you getting a paycheck from brand ABC? And that's really hard in construction because it automatically creates conflict at every turning point, right? Who's going to sponsor this? Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to show up for that? Who's going to do this, right? And so that's why this is really this disruptive conversation around relationships are earned, not given. And to turn shared pains into shared gains, you got to do the work. And so Jamie and I were doing the work. And when you truly have relationships of collaboration, of like you're truly trying to help each other out, you're putting all the energy in to help somebody else out instead of what's in it for me, right? And there's going to be a little story at the end of this Sunday when I was prepping for this podcast where my wife screamed at me and said, Devin, we're going to church. And I jumped up and I went to church, and there's this one part of the sermon that was titled WAIT. And that'll be my punchline ending of this story. And so leading this up is I'm talking with Jamie, and I'd have to look at the episodes, but she was like one of my first 25, right? Nick, as you know, you start with your ride or dies and the people that got you there, and you build up these platforms. And she decided she's going to stay on her own, and her and I are working a joint retreat and things that we're doing at my retreat center, which back to Nathan Wood of like, Devin, what is your output of this? And it's my retreat center where we're vertically integrating system-built construction, retreats, digital builds, all these things coming together using computational design tools. And she's like, Devin, this is, you bought all that land? You did all that? I was like, yeah. She goes, I need to do something different too. And I'm like, okay. She's like, I found out this thing. It's like super cool. It's called Lego Serious Play. And I was like, yeah, I interviewed Charlie. I met him at the AACI Summit 3 years ago. We've been doing Lego Serious Play for 4 or 5 years now. It's super cool. We use it for system build construction to how to eliminate the mood, how to eliminate the waste, how to have as much fun as possible. It's just a workshop. And she's like, oh my gosh. So tomorrow, Charlie and Jamie are having a meet and greet, and I called Charlie yesterday, and he's giving her access to the source to get that going. To me, that is true relationship building and true collaboration, right? And why I tell you that story is because he just said it perfect. He's like, well, I'll just send her to the source. Just like when I was working last Sunday, because I'm so passionate about, like Nick, gaming, building, all those different things. My wife, I go to church, I sit down. Our church, we've had the same pastor for 25 years. He just retired or just moved on and has changed. And it's really creating chaos in the culture because change is hard, right? And the traveling pastor is the first time I'd heard the sermon, and she gets up and speaking, and I raise my hand, say I was a little jaded, right? She better be awesome because John was my guy for my whole, you know, molding and melding me. WAIT. She said, I was at a trailer in New York, and I'll just give the cliff notes. And she said, I don't remember what it was, and I was just talking away. And the person I was talking to, she looked at me and she goes, wait. You know what WAIT stands for? No, I don't know. I don't know what it stands for. Why am I talking? And it just hit me sideways because I raise my hand. I can talk. I am passionate. I can go on and on forever about this stuff. And since last Sunday, I just keep telling myself, wait. So with that being said, I'm going to pass it back to Nathan as I wait of why you should go in and out of the AEC Integration Summit and why should we figure out how to turn shared pains into shared gains.
Wow. why am I talking right now? That's a great question. You put me on the spot. No, I
which was planned, right? Because we put a lot of work of what we should say, and I just said, you know, I got to hit them a different way to get us thinking in a different way, which is what we do at the summit too, right?
It is. No, it is. And I think how to be articulate, how to synthesize the points you're trying to make. How can I say something that would have taken me 120 seconds and say it in 30 seconds? Like, to me, that's always been my challenge these days. And kind of what I use the summit for is, you know, we've got a lot of people that like to talk a lot and have a lot of really good ideas. And we don't have enough time, even in 2 days, for everybody to just, you know, blow hot air. And so I think that intentionality of, you know, I am here because I am respected and I respect those that are here. And, you know, when I'm going to speak, you know, I'm going to cherish that time and really try and be as effective as possible. And, you know, Nick, I think just that back to your point of modes of communication, I think is such a important aspect that I kind of want to, you know, go down that thread a little bit of like, you know, what do you feel like are the most effective modes of communication or what are the different modes? Because, yeah, I like that as like a helpful tool.
Yeah. And it's really, you know, it's interesting to think about, you know, why the summit means so much even to me. And, you know, I think one thing we overlook often and one of the barriers to innovating on projects is like there's the pressure of delivery. And I'm pretty sure we talked about this on the last episode. And that does not create space for vulnerability. And in fact, probably our lawyers don't want us to be vulnerable when there's a project that has problems going on. And so when we create a forum or a summit and a space for people to be heard and to share their experiences in an environment where you're not tied to that pressure, people can actually share what they're thinking, good, bad, and otherwise. And to me, that creates that space that is important when understanding, like, how do we create environments for communication? Now, modes of communication, I find fascinating. There's a lot of stuff out there that talks about, you know, how do we create more ways for people to understand each other and come to understanding? You look at communication over periods of time. You know, we were scratching on rocks and caves at once just to share stories. Drawings have an immense amount of power. You know, pictures say 1,000 words. And this is something that in architecture, where I believe we're taught to make sure that we communicate through drawing. And there is a lot of power in being able to do that. There's also, I think, another opportunity to talk about the power of listening in communication, because communication often requires dialogue. And so being able to perhaps evaluate one, the why am I talking, but also be able to receive why is someone else talking and understand their perspective and their mission and their goals and what they're trying to achieve is how we cultivate understanding. Because if I don't get what you're trying to do and you don't get what I'm trying to do, how the heck are we supposed to help each other? And so it's very, very important to do that. And I've had experience where communication felt clean, felt clear, and then broke down. And this oftentimes was when I was working with foreign development teams who English wasn't their first language. And I got exactly what I asked for. And it's funny to look back at how I communicated and then what I received and to be like, oh, it was me. I didn't communicate well. I assumed an understanding because I knew what I communicated. but I didn't. And now that we live in the world of AI, there's something really cool that I think helps facilitate understanding, which is this concept of step back prompting, where ultimately you're telling the AI, and this is something you can tell yourself to do when you're having a conversation, is to step back from what's being communicated and then try to establish an understanding. And so by repeating back, this is what I've heard, this was what your goals are, is that correct? You create better alignment. In an AI today, there's a lot of inference going on. And so it thinks it knows what you want to hear. And in many cases, it's very confident and it placates you and it does all that other stuff. But you need to challenge these things to do that step back so that you're communicating about the same thing. And the more effort you put into understanding, the more alignment you'll have and the more success you'll have on any team.
So I want to put some talking tracks out there that I think will be really fun for us all. Nathan, remember when we did the Change It and I talked about all the podcasts we did about me growing up and starting to now date myself, and that's the conversation about David Letterman and the top 10 list of TV, yeah, right, where you just would tune in and you didn't have this right in front of you world. You just had to take the time to tune in, and now everything's so fast and recorded. What I'm going to do today is, this is a whole collaboration of the Art of Construction Master Facilitators who are wired to build to meet up at the AEC Integration Summit. And why we're doing this whole collaboration and putting on our different threads to do that, you got to understand where we're coming from. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the titles of the recent releases from Art of Construction and Wired to Build, and there's a story at the end of these that I think will be pretty cool because we don't have enough time and money to do every podcast ourselves and have everybody on the show. So here we go. Art of Construction, top 10. Recent episodes. AOC episode 386, Better to Build with Kahua. I didn't even know how to pronounce Kahua. AJ Waters was a total badass on LinkedIn. He's going to be at the summit. AOC episode 385, Rebuilding with Trauma. I'm making conservative effort in 2026, at least every third podcast release. And again, I'm not looking at the numbers. This is just a gut and a feeling that Nick and I are going on this journey. Is I'm going out to people who have not, they're not involved in construction, but they're going to bring meaningful input back. But also things that we're curious about. The punchline when you listen to episode 385, Rebuilding with Trauma, this podcast was about someone who had early childhood trauma and now takes people on mushroom retreats that we're collaborating together on how to break through that ceiling of the whole mental health problem. AOC 384, Designing with Gratitude. A guy that I was in an Uber ride 10 years ago on my way to an event summit. We've stayed in touch, and now he has his own building studio. Episode 383, AI and Small Business. There's so much exciting stuff with college buddies who now have a really cool platform called Humming Agent AI. They're going to be involved in all the upcoming conversations where they're our official AI partner for Art of Construction. AOC episode 382, Are You Up to the Challenge? Help Us Solve Housing Affordability. This is through Dennis and the Housing Innovation Challenge, where Nathan and Dennis have met and putting these different summits and platforms together. Episode 381, Architecture with Intention. Episode 380, Advice for Installing Indoor Golf Simulators. We're working here where we're putting golf simulators in our experience center. So this is what I mean about how it's tying these threads together, so on and so forth. Let's switch over to Wired to Build. Recent podcast, Transparency, Scale, and the AI Arms Race, Redefining Data Center Delivery. Guest intro, Matt Caldwell, Hyper Solutions. Designing Smarter Data Centers. You see the trend, right? Data centers, right? That's where the recent stuff is. Charting a non-traditional path from service to strategy. Why culture and communication drive job site success. So meeting this morning where owners are really struggling with the whole culture and project management of owner and operator. Hannah from NREL. And then the next one, Workforce Development and Future of Construction with Kayleen. I listened to that podcast with Nick. I reached out to Kayleen. We screwed up our schedules. We still haven't recorded the podcast. And that's the punchline of we don't have enough time or money to do every podcast ourselves. That's why I'm so big on collaboration. I want to pass it back to Nick for him to give some context about this that ties all this back into why you should show up at the right places in the right conversations. Nick?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if we learn from people who are exactly like ourselves, we're only going to confirm our biases. And so a big reason I started Wired to Build was that I found that there were really brilliant people who did not look like me, who did not think like me, and did not have the same experience that I did. And what that did was open up the way that I could think about the work that was being done. Hannah tells an incredible story about what you do when you find a bomb on your construction site. Kayleen the Cave is such an incredible and energetic person and focused on developing the workforce, which is such a massive gap that we need to figure out how to address. And it's not about, you know, when we're talking about exposing the youth to construction, they don't love it for the same reasons, right? Like, we all grew up, and not we all, but, you know, you're even playing Kinects, or you're playing with Legos and all these other things, which in many ways are another mode of communication. And so finding the ways to connect with people where they're at and hear their stories helps build an immense amount of empathy for what people are up against in their own world. And that, to me, is like one of the secret sauce to the AEC Summit, is really that we're bringing people together who have those different walks and different perspectives that can share why they care about something that may feel completely pedantic to another party. I have become a nerd about documentation. I've always been interested in specs and submittals and contracts and what they mean, because you said it, good design is good outcomes. And I am of a similar vein. I think good design is good behaviors. And if the outcomes are wrong, my design is bad. And so being able to articulate intent in construction is important. But the only way to know that we're communicating right is to talk to the people we're communicating to and to hear how they're receiving that communication. Because, again, it's that dance between multiple parties trying to figure out how to row in the same direction, all understanding information in different ways.
I love that. And Nathan Wood, as a health nut and a badass skier, when I say the gooey middle, I mean elastic of pulling all these different people who are wired to build and really are true Art of Construction master facilitators showing up at the AEC Integration Summer or AEC I Summit. If you can't tell, I'm focusing really hard on 7 times for the first time of what these acronyms and what these things mean, because let's face it, Nick and Nathan, it's hard to understand all of this stuff weaved and thread together, right? So Nathan, I challenge you, I want you to go back, not 2025, but construction goes in these 3-year windows where, you know, some days can be long, but where the years are short. I think go through the 3 episodes that we released at the 2024 AEC Integration Summit in Austin. Mm-hmm. So you even forget where the heck you were at. I had to think about that, right? So this year it's back in Denver, which is great as you and I living here in Denver and bringing our MFers in and out of the summit in Denver. Talk through the 3 episodes we released recording at the AEC Integration Summit and why others should get involved in this summit around these conversations.
I guess a quick fact check on the hyperbole earlier, because I think you mentioned 4 to 5 years of Lego series play, and I think this interview was 2 years ago, so, you know, but who's counting? Yeah. But no, you mentioned Charlie Dunn before, and again, that what he's brought as far as the kickoff of how do we get our mindset in the right space to make it safe to make mistakes and do this thing called tri-storming, and that where we, you know, make mistakes and fail and learn from it. And again, this whole process of design thinking is around bringing those ideas, bringing those different perspectives. So again, that leads into Josh Bone with Electri. They've been our longest standing member organization supporter that for the last 3 years now have sponsored a different team topic that have led to research papers and other things from the findings of those topics, and actually sponsored the avocado topic last year with Nick that led to the opposing wastes and white papers and all kinds of sort of, again, getting the word out, creating that buzz. was helping create shared language across the industry. And the last one being Hamza is, if you haven't heard of Hamza Shambari and what Disrupt Tech and what the Haskell Group is doing, they're just such a, I mean, talk about a petri dish for kind of testing things out. So always great to have his perspective there amongst all the others.
Awesome. So that was Hamza, episode 348, Software Pitching Tips. Josh, episode 349, Teaching Forward and Improving RFIs. And episode 350, As Lego as Serious Play, as the story I said on this lead up. And why I'm regurgitating all this stuff is because these global and timeless fireside chats all have their moment in time to weave these threads together. As we're recording this February 18th of 26, this is going to be right around episode 400 of The Art of Construction. And I think we all have to stop and be proud of that, not just Devin Tilley, but all these names that we put out there to say, it takes a village to innovate, right? And that's one thing I've learned when I go to these different summits is that you really have to take these different companies and people and weave all those threads together, which is what we're going to be doing in and out of the AEC iSummit. And so the big call to action as we work on closing this thing out is step up and get involved. But I'm trying to do it in a different way to say, you know what? It's not just an easy button, right, Nick? And it's not just getting ratings and stepping up and just starting a podcast and you know, get the results. It's like actually finding how you weave those threads together. So, Nick, I'm really curious, from an architect to working with a platform that you don't, Avocado doesn't make a software. They work with putting them together to now a specialized tool with you're trying to have data coming out of the tools. What's your perspective of how we best weave all these threads together and how and why they should get involved in what we're doing here?
There's a lot to unpack there, and the world is changing. Earlier in the episode, you talked about using the right tools, but in the day of AI, especially as vibe coding becomes more and more real, and you can have an aversion to it if you will, but I guarantee you there are people out there who are running fast and breaking things. And so you have to constantly be thinking about the what's and the why's and the how's of what you're doing, because the methodology is changing. Before this episode, I went through an entire RSS feed of articles that I have about a specific topic and was able to leverage AI to go and pull talking points and go and read. And this is, we didn't talk about this episode, but had a great interview about AI and about having a human in the loop. And this 100%. Is important because that creates the contextual advantage that you're not just regurgitating what AI's best practice or best average in many cases may be, but you're really thoughtfully drilling the information in the intelligence to help you think faster, do more, and be better. And so, you know, we see things like Procore acquiring DataGrid, and what does that mean for the industry? And we see, you know, stuff that Cumulus is working on right now. We're working on things that include AI vision and AI workflow building. And the goal's not to replace the people doing this stuff. It's to augment and enhance where they make the impact best. You do not make the best impact standing over someone's shoulder, watching and making sure that they do work right. That is two people should do one person's job. You do make a better impact when you create an opportunity for one person to do the work right and have tools and technology that help them get the feedback to perform their work better. And so there is so much that's changing that the mindset of we have always done it this way, and I am 90% sure we talked about that on the last episode, there's got to be long and dead. We have to have respect for why we've done it the way we've always done it, and then rethink with the tools that are available to us on how we can be doing it better, how we can be doing it more efficiently. Because there was a recent Forbes article that talked about the trade gap, which is now 500,000 people. I swear I blinked, it was 300. So another 200,000 people added to that mix over maybe a year, maybe 2 years of time, which means it's not a more people problem. This is we need to innovate and revolutionize the way we build the problem. because you cannot just bring that many people to the trades. We can't get that many people excited because, you know what, if we did, then we're going to be short on doctors. We're going to be short on bus drivers. We're going to be short on everything else. Not everyone can do this. So there is an imperative to drastically rethink how we're putting people in the right seats on the right projects. I don't know if any of your listeners are EOS people, but, you know, organize your bus. Get the people going and creating their best work possible. And then also, you know, this is something that I think is I'm always thinking about with the podcast and stuff is there's always, you know, a lot of people who tell you how to do things. But we are in a world of green fields and blue skies, and not every coach is going to be able to tell you how to do something that's never been done before. So our industry needs brave people who are willing to understand problems deeply, understand the people attached to those problems deeply, and find ways to innovate through those shared pains that this industry is experiencing.
I love that. And that's why I like the tagline of that we're not the MFers that you think of in construction. We are the master facilitators, because that's the low-hanging fruit of AI can now give you so much stuff like you referenced, Nick, on yours, but there still has to be a master facilitator disseminating those silos, right? And so, you know, the algorithms of AI and social media, it's fascinating when I punch in Nathan and Nick and it goes into all these layoffs of Procore and Groundbreak and all these different things. Then I put in other names of my silos of, you think of like Builders First Source just showed all of their horrible ratings and returns. And now they're looking at totally different of like they just bought a modular building company, Pleasant Valley Homes. What does that mean for a traditional lumber yard who bought Paradigm and software and now they bought modular companies? What that means is the Amazon effect for real, putting the squeeze together, right? And so you can say that, but you can't buy yourself out of knowing how to do it. There's still someone that has to manage it and put all that stuff together. So with that being said, as this podcast for the Master Facilitators as a collaboration, we're honored to say we're collaborators with the Wired to Build community through the AEC Integration Summit. Nick and then Nathan, as you listen to this conversation with me today and for others listening out there that are going to be coming and stepping up around the table with us, what is your current crystal ball for the future with technology in construction, Nick and then Nathan?
Yeah, and I think I got a little bit into it there, but, you know, I'm talking about the master facilitator and what it means to be a facilitator. That is where the magic of innovation is going to occur. You know, the AECI Summit is really powerful because it brings different people from different perspectives together, but that doesn't work if you don't have someone to weave those things together. 100%. And we're finding this with artificial intelligence as well, as much as human intelligence, where building AIs with different personas and having them collaborate on a project creates much more rich and much more robust responses. And so, you know, this gets into, you know, things that we all know, diversity matters, getting shared in different experiences matters. And so the crystal ball for me with the future of construction is how do I keep bringing people together and having as many conversations that either I agree with or disagree with entirely to help me continue to challenge and shape what I think can be possible. And that to me is human centric because it's rooted in conversation, it's rooted in connection, and it's rooted in what these summits aim to do, which is bring great people together with those different perspectives to have big challenging ideas that can reshape the way we build forever.
Wow. Nathan?
I wish we had a whole nother episode to dive into that, but we don't. I guess in short, my crystal ball, again, I think everybody's looking for the answer of what's coming tomorrow or what tech or what thing it should be. I think my response to that is it's about knowing what are the right questions that need to be asked at the right time with the right people in the room. Will give you the answer that you need. And I think that's can be a hard pill to swallow for some folks that are looking for just that easy, you know, take a pill and there's your answer. But no, there's still some work to be done. But, you know, we've got all these great tools like AI and other things at our disposal. And we just got to figure out the whole language and understanding and, you know, why am I talking?
And newsflash, there's no silver bullets out there. Like, everybody's work is contextual. Like, you know, I would love to have a silver bullet. I think I'd have, you know, a more decorated room, and I wouldn't be painting my own house if I did. But everything is contextual, regional, local. People are different. And so, you know, the only way that I find people who are doing things differently and better is by connecting with those people. And so, you know, always be curious, because that is how you drive forward.
Totally agree. And that's why I went through just some recent podcasts of titles, Nick, you and I have released, because that's why I started the Art of Construction podcast. I was like, wow, construction needs to change and we need to find a silver bullet. So if I do all these podcasts, it's all going to come together into one community and one group of people just doing construction one way. Almost 400 episodes later, that will never happen. And you can go and listen to them. And Nick, train the trainer is what really means to be a facilitator, right? When you and I do the work to interview someone and really work hard to wait, you get a lot more results. But it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's going to come from all of us coming and collaborating together. With that being said, I always like to say every time you take the time, and we're gracious for you to take the time to listen to this podcast, and we hope you show up in and around the AEC Summit to be wired to build as an Art of Construction Master Facilitators. Nathan and then Nick, close us out. What is that one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates listening to this to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
You know, I think in this case, because so much has been about change management, I'm hearing a lot of frustration with business leaders or kind of mid-level leaders around influencing others. And so just the importance of story and being able to tell a story that includes, you know, why they care, why you care, kind of all those different contexts. I think I've been hearing a lot of complaining out there that isn't backed up with the story as to why, you know, what the impact on the other side is and how we get through this. Because that's how we change the hearts and minds of the industry is through story and through better communication. So I'll leave with that.
And to build on that, you know, complaints are rarely ever about what the complaint is about. From my experience, there's always something that's causing somebody to feel a way that they're feeling. And the moment that they're complaining about is an example of the actual problem. And so when someone is coming at you hot or with a lot of emotion, you know, this is where leading with curiosity matters most, of asking them why, digging in. I learned this when I wasn't moved to the product world for a little bit. You got to ask why until someone's blue in the face and starts to hate you. But the more and more times you act like that 5-year-old in the back of the van who's asking, you know, why is the sky blue? Why is that? And why is that? You get to the root of these issues, and you have to create space that's comfortable for people to actually communicate what that pain is. People don't hate documentation. People hate how much effort it takes, how it's an additive task that's usually never budgeted time for, and that it traps them in their offices and it just feels like more. But guess what? When there's an issue on a construction site and then now there's a claim, having that documentation matters. And so being able to, one, cultivate understanding for the why, but then also understanding where the complaint is coming from so you can address the pain, that is how you build bridges.
Yeah. And if you're like, how do I do that? That's where I will plug the AEC Integration Summit. So April 8th through the 10th, we will be in Denver, Colorado. You can go to constructionprogress.org/AECISummit26. And again, use that promo code AOC and get yourself listed in that option to get chosen. I guess, Devin, we're going to pick some folks to go skiing with us over the weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah, hope the shifting in the weather patterns, the only constant is
change,
there's
any
right?
Snow.
We're all trying to figure that out to have as much fun possible and get shit done, right? And that's where we're all trying to come together to where really that is the, you know, it's an honor to collaborate with you, Nick, and put this on the Wired to Build platform and the Art of Construction. That's why I said we never have enough time or money to share everyone's story, but how do we best collaborate and innovate together? And my call to action is we'll see you at the summit. We'll all listen to Nathan and what he's collaborating. Nathan, can you close us out? You've always had it's so fun how you get creative of the themes. Last year was movie themes, right?
Actually, last year was game shows. So,
game shows, yeah, and the year before that was the, you get all these years and amazing threads all come together when you're focused on the common goal. But is there a theme this year?
There is a theme. It does have to do with music, and all I can say is we are keeping up with the times and incorporating lots of AI. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, Nick, Nathan, honored to be collaborating with you all, and I can't wait to meet up with you all at the AECI Summit 2026, huh?
All right, let's do it.
See you there.